saliva coming out of its mouth, so a person ruins the tfua in front of it. And Rashi, the Isle read without Rashi, the imis, it ruins it, it makes it mis. Why do we call it a pia yofa? Vocha pia rak, and of course for yozel. The Gemara will soon explain why one case we call a chamor a pia ran, another place a pia yofa, and the same thing with the ox. One place is called a pia yofa, one place is called a pia ra. We'll soon see why. So the kids see a lot of take the food away from the chamor and give it to the ox, because the chamor doesn't have saliva, it didn't ruin the food. That's what the price it says. Neutlin, milifnei behema, shepia ra. You're allowed to take the food away from a behemoth, which we're going to say that still means a chamor, a donkey. And here the Braisa calls the chamor a piyara, means bechamor. Aye, why is a chamor called a piyara? We just got finished saying faket, the chamor is called a piyayofer, it doesn't have saliva. That there it is the loidaik viyochol. A chamor doesn't check out what it eats. His magaya to what it eats is called like a piyara. Anything you have in front of it, it will eat. It doesn't care if it's clean or dirty, it can eat it. So that's called piyara. Lefnei behemoth. And you're allowed to take it away from the chamor and give it to the ox. Lefnei behemah shepia yofa, to the behemah that appear yofa. What does that mean? Bepora. Aye, we said before, pora is called a pia ra, because it has saliva coming out of it. Here, what the braisa means, pia yofa, just means the daik of a yochla. A pora only eats good food. It's medayik what it eats. So negate to what it takes in its mouth is called a pia yofa. Even though, when the food is in front of it, it becomes mis. Because it has saliva coming out, it ruins the food, it makes it into muksa. So that's why both price is shtim. So mainly, you're allowed to take the food away from the chamor, because it didn't become nimis yet, it's not muksa, and you can give it to the parah. But shaking the other way, if the food was in front of the parah, since its saliva went down and ruined it, and the chamor won't eat it now, so it's called muksa, therefore you can't move it. So look at the Mishnah. Hakash shalgam behamita. If you have straw on top of your bed, some other time you used to have straw in the house, and sometimes we'll even use it for a pillow, but usually the regular straw is muksa, because tam straw is aimed to burn with. Use it la'toka. You used to have firewood, and you used to use straw for firewood. So v'shetzer it's muksa on Shabbos. So akash, you have this straw, shagabi hamita, on top of your bed. Is loyin anenu biyodoy, and now you want to go to sleep on the bed, so you want the straw to get off the bed. So the straw is muksa, now let it move it with your hand. Since it's muksa, you can't move it with your hands. Ella, what's the yetzer? Menaneya begufoy. You could move it with your shoulders, with your elbow. The gufoy, you're allowed to move muksa. So, posh epshan, the Mishnah is, the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins, that issa muksa is only yosa to touch with your hands. Derech tiltum. Begufoy, there's no issa muksa. Any muksa there is, you're allowed to kick it with your foot, you're allowed to move it with your elbow. That's called the zache of menaneya begufoy. If you're not using your hands, just your goof for the rest of your body, there's no way to move the muksa. That's the posh of the pshar. So drash yelam ananeya of the goofay, big seifa with your shoulders. The tiltum and atzadu, that's called the tiltum and atzad. The leishame tiltum, it's not called tiltum. And since you're not moving with your hands, with the rest of your body, that's leishame tiltum, it's mutter to move muksa. V'yemhoye maichu behema, let's say the straw was oimed for behemoth to eat, it's Michael Behemoth. So then it's not muksa, you let it touch Michael Behemoth on Shabbos. Oy shehoye olav kar, or else you had a pillow on top of the straw. So the pshat is then, like you magaladas, you want to use this straw for the pillow, so then the straw is not muksa. Oy sadin, or else you had blankets on top of it. Then menaneya biyodi. Then like you magaladas, that you want to use this straw to be part of the blanket, so makhalaf not muksa, then about you could touch it with your hands. It's mashma then that the straw like comes out of the pillow, that you had asked to use the straw to be able to sleep with it. Mayata teres clear love. Obviously the straw is going to be mishtamish the person. The person's going to use it like part of his pillow. So then pshit to sam muksa. Then if it comes out of the pillow, you can touch it with your hands and move it off the bed. Then menaneya biyodi. You're allowed to move it with your hands. Michbash, this is the halacha we saw yesterday. There's a type of Rashi, michbash, that's the ironing board. Like Rashi, shnei levochim, two pieces of wood, aruchim long, or kvedim heavy, v'sodrim begodim ala tachtim, where after you wash your clothing, you put it underneath one board, or maridin elyonolav, then you press the top board on top of it. And that's the way you press your shirts or press your clothing. And you let the clothing hang there, and these two boards iron it out. Yes, the Mishnah says what? Mechade shabalibatim. If these are two boards were privately owned, is matirim. Then even though you put it together before Shabbos, like before Shabbos, you started to press the shirts, you're allowed to take it out on Shabbos. Avoloi kaifshim, but you're not allowed to do it matchil on Shabbos. You can't start ironing on Shabbos. You can't put the shirt into this iron on Shabbos, into these boards. But if it was done from before Shabbos, you're allowed to take it off on Shabbos. But let's say kaifsin means, let's say it belonged to the cleaner. No, not a privately owned, but a commercial one. The shel kaifsin, then lo yigabay. Then you can't touch it at all. Even though the kaifis, the cleaners started to do it before Shabbos, on Shabbos now I'll take it apart. So Rashi, because the professional ones is made very very tight on the headic. If you're going to loosen it on Shabbos to take out the shirt, it looks like you're being seiser these two boards. So now the professional one is also to take apart on Shabbos. Mashiach and a private one is mutter. If you do in there, imhoye mutter mer Shabbos, matim is kula v'shemtei. It's even a professional one. If you started to untie it, it got loose from before Shabbos, now it doesn't look like you're being seiser on Shabbos, so you can empty take it off on Shabbos. Open up the whole boards and take out the clothing. Yeah. The nice thing, we don't have such a zach like this today, come out these boards. So the more. Omer Rav Nachman. The Nachman, hi pugla, if you have a radish, milmala lamata shori. If you put it into the ground, a mall that didn't have refrigerators, if you wanted to store a radish or vegetables to store it, they used to store it in the ground. So you put it in the ground before Shabbos. You didn't have kavanah, it should start growing there. You don't want it to grow, you just want it to preserve it there. And then you'll pull it out to eat it. So the shaila on Shabbos, can you pull the radish out of the ground? So you say, hi pugla, milmala lamata, means if the thicker part of the radish is on top, and the bottom part of the radish, the thinner part, is inside, then shuri. Then you're allowed to pull it out on Shabbos. Because if you want to pull it out on Shabbos, you're not going to move the dirt. Since the thicker part of the radish is on top, by you picking up the radish, it's going to come straight out of the dirt. You don't have to move the dirt, because there's no dirt on top of the thick part, and the bottom part becomes smaller, so you just pick it out of the dirt, there's no shalaf for movie muksa. Mashenken, milmata lamala. Let's say the thicker part was in the ground, like under the ground, and the thinner part was on top out. So when you're going to come to pick up the radish now, you're going to have to move aside the dirt that's on top of the radish. So that's a shali yamubi muksa. He held its usher. In such a case, you can't pick up the radish out of the ground, even though you can hold up, you grab a hold of the leaf. Avada, the leaf is outside of the ground. And right, you didn't put it in almanas that should grow. There's no shala from Tolish. It didn't get attached. It's not nishras. It's not growing in the ground. There's no shala of Talisha. Midirais, avada, you just pick it up. You only put it there to store it there. The shala now of muksa. When you pick up the radish, do you have to move the dirt on top of the radish or not? So it depends. If the thicker part is in the ground, then you have to move the radish when you pick it up. But if the thinner part is in the ground, just the thicker part is on top, so there's no dirt on top, you just pick it up. That's how Rav Nachman. Shrashi Yad Pugla. Sinoin a radish at Toim Nimbakaka. Liskayim. Kishabol lechotzu. And you want to pull it out on Shabbos. Lamal lamata shari. Imhoye reishim omala v'yuksem lamata. The thick part was on top, like we said, because there's no shali, you're not moving the dirt. So the Gemara. Omar Ravada Barava, Amri Be Rav. Tanino, we learned in a Braith, we learned the like Rav Nachman. He learned in a Mishnah. We're going to bring a Raya for now, Mishnah, not like Rav Nachman's din. Because Rav Nachman is saying now, what are you doing? You're picking up this radish. Now, what are you touching? Your hand is touching the radish itself. You have the leaves on top that you're filling up. Now, what's wrong? It's called a tiltum in atzad. That by picking up the radish, you're making the dirt on the sides move. That's called a tiltum and atzad. You're not touching the dirt directly. You're only picking up the top of the radish. Now, when you pick up the radish, it makes the dirt on the side move. That's called tiltum and atzad. So, Mashmur Rav Nachman holds tiltum and atzad is awesome. So, when you ask the kasha, our Mishnah says no, tiltum and atzad is mutter. So, Tanina, not like Rav Nachman. Like Rav Nachman, says now Mishnah, hakash, if you have straw, that stamazoi stam straw is muksa. Stam, you use straw lahasoka to burn it. You can't burn on Shabbos, it's muksa. Shagavi Amitav, you have the straw on top of your bed, lo yinanenu v'yodai. If you want to get it off the bed, you can't move it with your hands. It's muksa, and not allowed to touch it with your hands. Avo mananeya b'gufoy. But you're allowed to move it with your elbows, with your shoulders, b'gufoy it's mutter. So who watch the head, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, because it obliged to tilt them in Asan. As long as you're not touching the muksa with your hands, even though because to you the muksa is being moved, it's mutter. That's the Gemara's kashan of Nachman. When you pick up the radish also, your hands is only touching the leaf of the radish. By moving it up, you cause the dirt to move aside. That should be mutter.
If the straw was aimed to the behemoth to eat, or else you prepared like this straw came out of the pillow that was aimed to use for the pillow, then
then you're allowed to move the straw with your hands. Because then it's not muksa. As if the straw is aimed for behemoth to eat, Michael behemoth is not muksa. Or else if the straw was aimed to be used for the pillow, it's not muksa. But on Sad, the straw was regular straw that's going to be used for burning wood. So that's muksa on Shabbos. And the only answer is to move it begufay. Is the chura shmamina tiltu minatzad loy shmei tiltu shmamina.
The chura you still not like a Nachman. You see, you're allowed to move the straw as long as you're not touching with your hands directly. That's called the tiltu minatzad. It's mutter.
So mashma the same thing when you tiltu begufon by moving with your guf. It's also not called a direct tiltu. It's called tiltu minatzad. That's mutter.
Rashi Taninat like Rav Nachman. The ilu v'masnis and shaminon to loy shmei tiltu the tonim ananei begufay.
It says clearly you could move the straw with your goof. So you see that's called a tiltu minatzad, and then it's mutter.
And talk about we talk a pasuk not like Rav Nachum. We pass a tiltu minatzad is mutter.
I'll be doing it with serach dovra mutter. If the reason why you're moving the muksa is for a hetzedik purpose, it's mutter to move the muksa minatzad. Tiltu minatzad is mutter with serach dovra mutter.
Like the case is posture, if you have muksa on the table, and you want the table to be cleaned to use the table. So you allow to move the muksa, tilt the minatzad, either begufay, with your elbow you can move it off the table, or else minatzad means take a knife and move it off with the knife. As long as you don't touch the muksa itself, just minatzad, that's mutter.
Omer Rav Yehuda, hani pilpoli, you have pepper, like vegetables, medik chad chad, you allow to chop it up, medik, chop it up, chad chad, one at a time. How can you chop it up? I just nissed a tchin on Shabbos. Now I chop up vegetables on Shabbos. The kita of the sakina. You could do it with a shinui. If you do the back of the knife, that's called the shinui. Then it's shari. It's mutter. Of the tart the yosser, to do two, that's already yosser with the rabbonim. Even though you're doing the shinui, still two is yosser. So drashi meidik daik. Chod echod. Lav toichinu. You're not really making tchin here. El kalach yad. You're only doing with the shinui. With the shinui, it's mutter. So that's why Yelmashen can do two, it's awesome.
Rav Romar, Kivon de Mishani, Afilo Tuvanami.
Rav holds no. Once you make such a big shinui, like we'll soon see, it's called two shinuyim, even to chop up a lot of vegetables are mutter. Even a lot is mutter.
Shrashi de Mishani, Shalei Berechayim, Vashalei de Meducha.
Really, it's called two shinuyim here. The way you usually chop up something is you have a special plate. The plate itself is called a special plate. And you have a special stick that you chop it with. That's normal chopping. Here you're doing two shinuyim. You're not using the regular chopper. You're using the back of a knife. That's not called derech tchina. And you're not doing it in the original plate that you're chopping. You're doing it on top of the table. So since you have two shinuyim, then it's mutter to chop up even a lot. And that's not local like this. You can chop up something with these two shinuyim. You do the back of the knife and not on a plate, a usually chopping plate.
Tunami. Omer Rav Yehuda. Man de sachi b'maya. If somebody washes himself, if somebody washes his hands, man de sachi b'maya. Forget if you went, you washed yourself in the river, as you washed yourself in the water, is b'maya lingav nafshe b'resha. Let him first dry himself for the lisalik, and then let him come out of the river. As if you went to take a cold bath, is mutter mikra din on Shabbos. If you stand went down to the river, just take a dip. When you come out, first dry yourself, and then come out. Why? Dilma also asuya daladamas bekarmelis. But maybe you come to walk with the water on your body, vidaladamas in the karmelis, and it's also. Fred Gemari Hochi, ki kodnochas nami, kodochi koichoi, daladamas viyosam. Fred Gemari, whenever you go into the river, it should also be also to go into the river. When you go down into the river, your body is pushing the water. You're making the water move, and the stomach moves, daladamas. And the river has a Shem Karmelis. Midrabon, it's also to carry in a river. So every time you go down to the river, it should also be yosur. You're pushing the water to make the water move, the old anus.
Rashi, kodochi koichoi, esamayim dalaramis.
When you go down to the river, poshid, your body pushes the water dalaramis.
V'yosar, and for the Gemara, no. Koichoi bekarmelis legozu. Without the karmelis, it's only it's the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin didn't make a gzera to move something with your koichoi.
The only answer, you can't carry the mamish in the karmelis. But here, where your body is going down to the water, just the koichoi, the pressure of your body is moving the water, that's mutim with the Rabbonin.
Om Rabbi Yivitam Rabbi Yehuda. Tit shagabi ragli.
Like we learned yesterday. If you have dirt on your shoes, or on your foot, is you have dirt on your foot or your shoe, how do you get the dirt off your foot? You have some mud. Is mekan chibi karka. You're allowed to rub your foot on the karka to get off the mud. But you're not allowed to rub your foot or your shoe against the wall. The wall is awesome.
Omar Rava,
my time of a koisoloi, why are you telling me you can't rub the mud off your shoe on the wall? Because it looks like you want to build. As though you have crushed a brick wall, and the way you build bricks is you put cement in between the bricks. So by you taking off the mud from your foot on the wall, it looks like you're putting cement into the wall. That's why it's awesome. So tell me that's the Yisr. That's not called a good binyan. That's a modern way of building. So what does even pass the Yisr of the Rabbonin? So Drashi. No, it doesn't say. Rabbi says that's not a svara. Avad, you're allowed to rub the mud from your shoes off on the wall. That doesn't even look like binyan. Doesn't look, that's not the way you build, by rubbing mud into the wall. Elo amar Rava. Rava says like this. Mekan choy v'koysel, faker. It's better to rub the mud off your shoe on the wall. Rub your shoe or your foot along the wall. V'yein mekan choy v'koysel, but faker. To rub your shoe off on the ground, that's also. Why? Dilma also lashvuya gumis. Because whenever you come to rub your shoes on the ground, there's always a gzeira. Maybe there'll be a hole there in the ground, and you're coming to smooth out the hole, which will be in this deraisa.
Itmar ma bread ravina. Omar, echot zev yechet zerosser.
He learns both the rosser.
Drashi, zev mishum boinev, zev mishum ashva gumis.
He'll both ways the rosser. You're not allowed to take the mud off your shoe by rubbing against the wall, because it looks like you're building, and you're not allowed to rub it off on the ground, because it looks like ashvuya gumis.
No, both ways are muter.
Drashi, why ain't derech miskavin mekach? The kaimel teb shimon. It's not a derech, like you're not mechavin, even if you rub your foot on the ground, you're not mechavin to smooth out the hole there. Because if it's a davar shein miskavin, according to shimon, it's muter. So our kopon malachim, we saw yesterday that both cheetahs are brought down. And we saw God that Mr. Brewer says, since it's only this of the Rabbonin, the Khuri could be makel. But if you have no other rights, so you can clean off your shoe anyway. Either do it on the floor, or else do it on the wall, like Mikra did, you can pass it like your papa. But Matrila, the best thing to be said is to do it on a wooden, like we're going to say. But the moral of Ma Bred Ravina, that he says both ways are russa. You can't clean your shoes off on the wall, or you can't clean it off on the floor, but my Mekan Chile, obviously if you have mud on your shoes, how do you get the mud off? Mekan Chile Bekoira, use against the wood, or else you have a wooden wall. On wood, there is zichanat mechsei kabayna. Like you don't build wood with mud. So there is no issue mechsei kabayna. So the best way is to rub your shoes off on a wooden floor, on a wooden wall.
That's the best way. The curve is a trashy Bates. Hamut lala karka. So there's no issue ashvuya gumais, and it's not mechsei kabayna rida. Omar Rava. Leisiv inish apume de lechaya. Apume lechaya means a person shouldn't sit with something in his hand on the opening of the lechi. Lechi pashu means here we have Zafrashi Shom Movi, the lechi kerem.
We have before, if you have a Movi, that's the alleyway, the Rabbon will make, even though there are only three walls for the alleyway, you're allowed to carry in the alleyway if you have either a lechi, that means a stick going straight up in front of it, or else a curry going across on top. So when you have this lechi now, it's not a true, but the Rabbon and it's mati you to carry inside. So the rub is over, the person should not sit, mamash, right at the opening of the movi with something in his hand. Even though there's a curve here and really a lot of carry inside, but if you're sitting at the opening, you'll forget. You don't really see the curve, so you'll think, what's the difference if I carry from here to outside? Or else maybe you're holding a ball, and the ball will go out of your hand. I was there, go outside the lechi. Now to you, what's the difference of outside there to here? So we're afraid you come to carry from outside to inside. Therefore, you shouldn't sit mamash right by the entrance of the mavid with something in your hand, because the gzeira will fall out of your hand, and you come to carry it back inside. So let that came for you. Duma. Yedil is more. Why not? His duma mindera lechefetz. Maybe a chefetz will fall out of your hand, and will fall outside the lechi. And then you come to carry it inside the lechi. So since it's not such a big heck of the lechi, therefore the rabbon is such a gzeira. It's a gzeira not to move and sit there so close. The Yomar Rova, la litzad inish kuva. A person shouldn't have a barrel. Litzad means you want to get a firm grip on the ground, like move around the barrel till it gets a good grip on the karka. You want litzad, get it down tight so that it should stay flat on the ground. Dilma also lashvuya gumas, because anytime you're playing around with the dirt, you want to get a barrel, good grip on the ground. We're afraid you can smooth out the ground, and maybe there were holes there, and it's an issue to rise it in. So you can't move around the barrel on the ground to get a good grip, flatten it out. If you have again a barrel of wine that has a hole that the wine comes out, so you can't get a cloth and stuff it into the hole tight, because when you put the cloth inside the hole, you're going to come to schiti, you're going to come to squeeze it. Rashi shirich means pach. Udra Rashi muchin. You want to put like shmatis. She soismen ben pia pach. You want to put cloth into the hole of the wine barrel. It's also to put it in there tight, because when you put it in there tight, you're going to make a chitam. You're going to wring out the yayin that's inside the cloth. That's also. Dilma also the chitam. We're afraid maybe you come to the chitam, you come to squeeze out the yayin inside the cloth. Omer of Kana. Tit shagabe bigdoy. Mamash Malka, we learned yesterday. If you have dirt on top of your shirt, or on top of your jacket, you have some dirt. Tit means usually some mud got there. Tit shagabe bigdoy. Mechas chaslami b'fnim. You're allowed to rub your clothing on the inside. If you have a piece of mud here, you're allowed to go inside here and rub it off like this. Inside, you're allowed to rub it. Some type of shinui. But on the outside, to rub it like this, to make it go off, that's awesome. Because it looks like you're making libun. It looks like you're going to clean your beged. You could rub it. You're only allowed to do it inside. It doesn't look like you're going to clean your clothing. Or malabin mamish atrashi lehevi. Avadim, the rice is loisa here. The anoisin shamayim, because you're not putting any water. The issa malabin is like trisa washing the begodim. We'll soon see. We'll learn from alofa. That's where you add water. Whenever you put water into your beggar, that's the issa of the rice. Here you're not putting water on it. You just want to rub it the way it is to get it off. So with the rice, it's muta. But the Rabbanan said you can't rub it on the outside because it looks like you're going to wash it. So the answer is to do a shinui, only from the inside, rub it with your hands from the inside. That's mutter. Elim b'fnim. Omer about... Mesa, the kasha, tit shagabi manolim. If you have dirt on your shoes, agabi manolim, megaroi begav sakin. You're allowed to rub off the dirt with the back of a knife. Vishal Bigdoy. Let's say you have dirt on your begin. Megaro Vivitiparin. You're allowed to rub it off with your nails. O Bovad Shlo Yechaschais. Bovad though, you're not allowed to rub it though. Rubbing it is worse. The more my love, Shlo Yechaschais Klal, Mashmi, you can't rub it at all. But the more loy, Shlo Yechaschais Mabachutz. It just means you can't rub it from the outside. Elo Mivifnim. You're only allowed to rub it from the inside. Let me hold like this. Shrashik Yeh. So what says here, we saw yesterday in Halacha like this, is that the chiluk is like this. If you have a piece of mud here, so if you stand there, take the back of a knife or even the front of the knife to take it off, that doesn't look like kibbutz. It doesn't look like you're washing the beged. We see clearly what you're doing. You're just taking off dirt. So since the dirt is not like nibble inside the beged, it's like dirt on top, that's mutter. So with your nails, you could rub off the dirt. We only saw yesterday in Halacha that if it's dried out, that when you do it, it's going to crumple up into pieces, then it's also mishum teichin. But kol zaman it's wet, or else it's one piece, that the whole piece comes off, then you're allowed to take it off. That doesn't look like kibbutz. Ma'ashen kein, rubbing doesn't look like you just start taking off a piece of dirt. It looks like you want to clean the actual material. It looks like you want to get the material clean. That's baimut to kibbutz, that's baimut to libum, that's also. You're not allowed to rub it, but to scrape it off is mutter. If it is mutter.
Mifnim you let it rub it mifnim, because the same, the rice it's mutter. Because kozman you don't put water, there's no way it's a kibbutz. It just looks like this. Rabbanan not made with a shinu, it's mutter. You rub it in the inside, it's mutter. Omer Rav Avuah, Omer Rav Lezer, Omer Rav Yannai, Megarin Manu Chodesh. You're allowed to scrape on new shoes, Manu Chodesh, Avalo Yoshin, not old shoes. Trash Avalo Yoshin, Shakol Fadev Mamachit. Old leather, when you rub it with a knife, like, you're going to smooth out. That's called Mamachit. You're smoothing it down. Chodesh Gemara. Megarin Manu Chodesh, Avalo Yoshin.